Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grief is difficult, I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, is normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the painful but powerful life lessons we learn. Remember, love always wins, and life will get better. Episode 10. I continue to journal and unpack my emotional baggage. I have a lot of unpacked baggage related to Babe's hospital stay. It's where my mind goes, not bothering to stop at intersections or red lights. Images of caring people and people who didn't care play nonstop on my mind screen. I'm angry at myself for being so naive. I believe doctors and healthcare professionals. I recalled only one doctor who cared enough to fight for Babe. One out of many. I think there was a time when doctors cared. I met them. Times changed. Circumstances changed. Compassion trails the field, running a distant second. I met caring people at the hospital, the CMAs and nurses. They are the unsung heroes. Who worked at the ICU, bent the rules, and used insider knowledge to help Babe and me. He cared. It showed in his actions and words. He is a saint walking on the earth. I developed a deep sense of compassion for the caring CMAs and nurses. They worked with hospital policies designed to make money, not designed to care about patients or the people who care for them. There are times when we waited for 45 minutes for a CMA or nurse to answer our repeated calls for assistance. Does a money manager understand the demands on a nurse and a CMA? Nurses and CMAs are overloaded with beds to cover. I wondered if some patients lie in their waste for hours. Those who do not have family or friends with them do. I am certain of it. Caseworkers and the hospitalists continually demanded, "When are you going to get her out of here?" They didn't ask the girls or me how we were doing. They didn't care where Babe went. She was using too many resources. I angered them because I wouldn't sign off on removing tubes. I angered them because I believed a miracle was always possible. I angered them because I wouldn't follow their uncaring advice. I wondered if there is a hospital somewhere whose primary mission is to the patient, where the mission is not to insurance, financial gain, or managing death to make way for the next patient. I hope there is at least one. Bringing back these memories raised all the emotions I felt and continue to feel to the surface. It's not easy to sit and recall and journal about the most painful experience of my life. I'm not grieving, as many like to tell me. I am suffering. I feel my suffering at a deeply emotional, spiritual, and physical level, and it hurts like hell. It's the only way I can explain it. In episode 11, I let M read my journal entries. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience or want to share your grieving experiences with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit. Never give up.